Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So an interesting tweet from Diana Russini from about 39 minutes ago.
What did she say?
She said, Jaden Daniels was given a high grade by many teams. While the quarterback is, quote, cool with Washington, I'm told in his, quote, dream world, he would reunite with Raiders coach Antonio Pierce, who was an assistant coach at Arizona State when he was a Sun Devil, or play under Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota.
The only thing I'll say about this, and I love Diana, and Diana does a lot of great stuff, is this has kind of been known. He basically alluded to this in the Ocho Cinco interview, you know, that he'd love to play for Pierce, but he doesn't know how the Raiders would do it.
She's tweeting this roughly 35 hours before the draft starts, which just it just keeps stirring the pot as far as Daniels going number two.
Well,
to the
and also, I know he'd like to play for those coaches, but you'd also like to play with throw to Davante Adams
right.
and Justin Jefferson.
Sure.
Sure.
That helps.
It certainly helps.
I kind of feel bad for any quarterback that's drafted by the Pats, whether it's Jaden or Drake, my boy Drake May
right.
or whoever, because they got nothing.
Well, I mean, they'll address that spot in the draft.
True, but
they
right,
have to.
But they don't have that veteran number, clear cut number one guy.
They don't have like an alpha wideout in the room already.
I mean, at least whoever is drafted here, you've got McLaurin, you've got Dotson. I mean, Dotson's been kind of underwhelming, mm-hmm. but. You got two pretty decent options.
Again, we had the Deion same Brown. Conversation yesterday. We've had it for several weeks now, but it's specifically this.
What?
I do believe that he's the most talented quarterback, in my opinion. Whatever. If you like Caleb, fine. He's not going to be around.
Right.
If they pass on Jaden, I'm going to say, again, it's the X factor. It's the
that he doesn't want to be here.
The kid may not particularly want to be here. The mom stuff, all those things that the other scout talked about. Maybe the kids at Arizona State didn't love him.
So you don't think it would have to do with the actual talent on the field?
No, I think he's the most talented. How could they deny that?
Well, they might not see eye to eye with you.
Maybe he feels.
Look, how about this?
Peter thinks Drake May is the most talented.
Here, how about
this? It's going to take longer to develop him than
the Bears.
Daniels.
Yeah.
Don't agree with you from what we're hearing.
I know. They might.
Right?
They're the Bears. I mean, they're going to mess everything.
They're the Bears.
Well, I don't know.
They're the Bears.
It's their Commanders to the rest of the league.
I do the same thing all the time.
If you're right.
I know.
But Bick, if you're right and he's the most talented quarterback and everyone should see it, then he should be the number one pick overall.
Can we just can we acknowledge that, like, this is weird. It's weird behavior.
It's weird that, like, you're agitating to get out of somewhere where you're not even there yet. And
I don't know.
It's a system where you don't have control.
Maybe he's just being overly honest. He seems like a nice kid. I've seen him in a couple interviews.
He does seem like a nice kid.
Seems like a really
like
nice kid.
Like he's not media savvy yet.
Maybe he just does
maybe.
He not understand how I'm not even being a jerk here. Does he not understand how the NFL draft system works? Like you get picked by a team and you go play for that team.
Well,
A lot of kids don't like it.
I'm not sure if he knows exactly how the draft
system works. He just has a preference.
No, he does. But no.
He knows
I know, but are we just in a bubble? Are we just in a bubble?
And how about this, Cakes? Does he understand that getting picked two is a lot better financially than getting picked 12.
Can you break down the money?
Should know
yeah,
that.
But what's the difference between 2 and 4?
He knows that.
He knows he's not going to 12. What he's trying to do is get somebody to trade up. But let's just say he went 4.
I don't know.
What's the difference? A couple million? I mean, I don't know.
It's probably at least a few million.
I don't think it's that much. LSU. It's probably already a million.
Yeah. I think 2 to 12 is a big difference. 2 to 4, obviously not.
It begs the question, though, and we don't really know what's true. I think it's natural to have a preference. I put up the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. If you know Jaden Daniels doesn't really want to play for Washington, would you still draft him?
Here's what it screams to me a little bit.
Would you still draft him to answer the question?
Entitlement. I feel like he's a little entitled.
You know, can you answer the question, Cakes? If you know he doesn't want to play for Washington, would you still draft him?
I'd have reservations.
All right, you know what? He said something that was a little bit of a red flag for me in the Kevin Hart interview, which, by the way, I didn't know Kevin Hart did a podcast called Cold as Balls, where they sit in cold cups.
Like years.
Yeah, I had no idea. So I watched it because they interviewed Jaden. This was a little bit of a red flag. He said he's never sat on the bench his entire life, which is, you know, that's true for most high school athletes.
Yeah.
But quarterbacks usually, I mean, sometimes they start as a freshman.
I mean, these studs, I would expect almost none of them have sat on the bench.
Okay. But, I mean, he talked about it like it was a thing. Like it was.
I mean, I guess Drake May sat on the bench. Did he sit on the bench? Redshirt?
He sat on the bench behind Hal.
So it's 1 year.
You know, starting as
Caleb,
a freshman.
When would Caleb have sat on
Rattler?
Yeah, he was behind Rattler. Then Rattler got benched.
The best of the best do that, but he just kind of made it known. Like, it almost like if he ever sat on the bench, he doesn't even know what he would do. Like, it was just a weird.
It's an athletic arrogance.
Hey. Which he could be a culture shock.
Did you just listen?
Yeah.
Or did you watch it? Because that's on YouTube.
No, I was wondering.
What his body look like? He looks super skinny.
But Kevin Hart's body thicker.
Well, yeah, Kevin Hart's in good shape.
Yeah. Skinny, but, you know.
It didn't jump out at you as too frail.
No, but again, like, I don't need my quarterback to look like Brady Quinn, or what's the guy's name?
You
don't need
Brady Quinn.
That's a good one.
Yeah, but you might want
him. Or like Will Levis.
I'm not saying he needs to be sculpted. I mean, Mahomes gets killed for having a dad bod, whatever. It works for him. I mean, Eli Manning used to. Peyton, Aaron Rodgers. All these guys.
The only thing is he does look skinny. Yes. Does he look skinny? Yes. He has muscle tone. Yeah. But, you know, so did I when I was 17.
Here's where Jaden messed up. He should have said, my preference is the Bears. I think I'm the best quarterback in the draft, and I would like the Bears to take me.
This is the other part that I wanted to bring. I'm glad you said that. Is when we interviewed Dylan Lauby, right, on my podcast, I asked Dylan, I was like, do you have a preference? Like, I said, you know, I was really disappointed when the Commanders signed Eckler, traded for Eckler, because I thought it would be a great fit for you. And he said, are you kidding? He says, it's been my dream my entire life. I'll go to Mars to play.
Different situation. He doesn't have the leverage.
These
top quarterbacks have leverage. That's why Eli Manning famously didn't want to
get the right answer.
If Jaden Daniels had any sort of PR firm like helping him and guiding him through this, he'd say, man, I just can't wait to get drafted by whoever picks
him. That's exactly what Dylan said.
Even if he'd rather play for Vegas or Minnesota.
To be fair, find me the quote where he says he doesn't want to play for Washington.
He hasn't said that.
Exactly.
I don't think he's going to assail him for it. But he's saying it to people like Diana Rossini or people behind the scenes.
Rossini basically reported dream world. He wants to play for an ex coach. That makes sense. Or Kevin O'Connell's former quarterback with Justin Jefferson.
He's trying to passively manipulate this.
Yeah, it's more
he's
passive.
He's trying to passively manipulate this.
Yeah, you wouldn't rank the teams in order. Like, I have no idea where J.J. McCarthy would want to play. But I know where Jaden Daniels wants to play.
Hey, is it true that J.J. McCarthy, when he showed up, I heard this story. He showed up, he saw Doug Williams, and was like over the top, like, you're Doug. Like, do you think that was an Eddie Haskell-like moment?
I don't know.
To try and win over the organization if he indeed had kind of an over-the-top reaction to Doug Williams, maybe even flexing that he knew who Doug Williams was.
He actually did some homework on the organization.
Correct. Some of these young guys may not even know who Doug Williams is. And would that score you points?
Well, I'd give him credit for knowing a guy who's won a care. Super Bowl for that organization.
Yeah, I don't think he's phony. It feels that he Haskell.
I don't think he's – you think everyone's phony?
I don't know. I'd have to see it.
It's probably just – he probably loves football. He did some research, you know.
He's a weirdo, right? Isn't he all into, like,
well, he does his meditation there before games leading against the
– I mean, I guess meditation's good. Goalpost.
All right, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, we put out the question, and Jason, you can answer it.
What?
If you know – he doesn't want to play for you, but he's the best on your board. Do you still draft him?
Yes, because he'll learn to like it here.
Yeah. Also, he's not that vociferous about it.
And by like the way, I don't think
he's cool with
he's
it.
Not
he's
saying
fine.
I refuse to play for Washington if they take me. He's just saying, I'd like to play in Vegas. Or I'd like to play.
I'm getting diva vibes from
Justin
him.
Jefferson.
I'm getting wide out diva vibes.
He is the
from
one
him.
That had the pictures of
That's
himself on the jacket, EB.
I know.
I might have to move him down my board.
And that's why the Commanders
no, we already did the final
might
board.
Not take him, even though he might be their most talented.
I know, but even in Diana Rossini's article, she says, I mean, a lot of her, it's not like she's getting a specific report. It's a lot of what we've heard. She then goes on to say, the belief around the league is the Commanders and Daniels will get past this bogey, nice writing, and he's expected to be the team's quarterback of the future. Then she goes on to say, but also watch for the Commanders to use one or some of their second-day picks to move back into the first round Absolutely. To get another starting caliber player.
That would be interesting. Well, they do have 6 picks in the top 100. They got some ammo.
Well, I know EB's making 2 picks for them tomorrow. So
real quick.
I need to know who's
I don't
picking
think we talk. I don't think we talk about this enough. I know we did right when he signed. And some people feel differently. I feel like he's going to be a legit weapon. For whatever quarterback they draft, I think the fact that they've got Eckler here is huge.
Sure. Of course.
Yeah. Provided if he's healthy. If he's healthy.
If he's healthy.
And he goes back to Austin Eckler of, I think, 20 and 21.
Yeah.
Or close
to that.
Approximation.
You've got a legitimate number 3 receiver, basically.
I think they brought him in to be like a mentor. Yeah, I think
that's what I'm saying. But I think that helps any rookie quarterback.
Definitely.
Of course. I think he's the number one. I think he's the first down back.
Now,
like we argued about this. Cakes doesn't think he's going to get bigger. I think he's the first down back.
He's probably not going to get the number of carries that he had in L.A., but he's going to be a factor.
Now, this is fantasy nerdy, but potentially the downside for Eckler, if you have a running quarterback, like a dual threat quarterback, a lot of those dump offs for a more like pocket quarterback, they turn into Jaden Daniels impromptu scrambles.
Well, maybe. But
so maybe he's not quite as involved in the passing game, but. I mean, if he's healthy, he's a legitimate piece. I agree.
Is there anybody who's a no on that question? If you know Jaden Daniels doesn't really want to play in Washington.
I'm trending towards no.
You're trending towards no.
Because I'm now, with all the smoke around him, I'm getting real diva vibes. Like, I don't want to go to Washington. I'd love to go play for my old college coach or go play for Minnesota who wined and dined me instead of the Commanders who made me hit slices off the deck at Top Golf. Instead of meeting with me individually, I'm getting diva vibes from him. He's actively moving down my board.
That just made me think of something. I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier, but clearly Drake May and J.J. McCarthy were the best golfers there, right? These guys grew up playing golf, right? Do you think he didn't like it because it humbled him? Because he was out there.
Potentially.
These guys have just grown up playing golf, and so they're naturally... Now, I'm sure Jaden Daniels would be great at it if he played it, but let's just assume.
He looked athletically inferior to two of his rivals.
Yeah, so he that he was shown up.
Could be.
At Topgolf.
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, Drake May said, watch me smoke this against the net.
They asked Drake, were you the best one there? He goes, well, I like to think it was. He said, JJ was pretty good, but he didn't say anything about Jaden.
He said some other Iowa tight end, right?
Yeah. So, assuming Jaden is like most people, like every person that's never really played golf, Jaden was probably a freaking complete disaster.
Yeah.
So that's why he hated Top Golf.
He may not even.
Why did I not figure this out before? Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Someone
you may not have hit the ball.
I don't know. You're snoozing.
Hey, someone do a cartoon.
My brain all of a sudden today, the caffeine kicked in. Now I understand.
Someone do a cartoon of Drake May standing behind Jaden Daniels trying to teach him how to swim.
This is why I wish Top Golf had been open to the public.
He got bitched at Top Golf.
Maybe
he didn't like it. He wasn't the alpha there.
Do we know?
That's exactly
what it is. Has he ever played golf before? Does anybody know?
I'm guessing.
He played soccer.
I'm guessing he's not a good golfer.
He may not have even picked up a club.
That's my
point.
I'm guessing
most of those guys weren't good.
Right.
And Drake May brought his own bag, probably.
He had his own caddy.
I saw him getting in and out of the Uber. I didn't see golf clubs.
That's what it is.
Ted Scott came with him.
Those guys who are inferior quarterbacks in his mind. They went out there and they were hitting missiles.
What are you, YouTubing something?
And he was just swinging out there.
Yeah, you know, swinging and missing. Like a chick.
Like someone has never, ever picked up a club. Right.
Or maybe he just went to the bar and had a drink instead.
He probably had the athletic arrogance and thought he could do it and then didn't realize how tough it is.
He said, you know what? This is not my thing.
But listen, I'm sure you give him two lessons, he'd be scratch or something. But I mean, you know, if you've never played, you're going to look like an idiot.
Yeah,
that could be it.
He got embarrassed.
He got embarrassed.
He felt like the organization put him in a position.
He's like, why did you send me to Topgolf?
Yeah.
And then I went out there and embarrassed myself. Probably whiffed.
What's the odds?
Very speculative.
These reports.
I just created the whole scenario.
What if I find out that he's actually a 15 handicap?
Yeah, he could be silly.
No chance.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Why is there no chance?
See,
I'm reading that he grew up in the Inland Empire, or something called the Inland Empire, which is known for golf and wineries.
I'm sure Drake would have said he was pretty good then.
Well, he might not just. They said who was the best, and Drake, being athletic, said maybe JJ McCarthy.
Right. No mention of discussion.
Well, he might be, but he might be a hack like me, you know.
Right.
Which wouldn't be best. But could be fair.
But he still was humble.
I guarantee you're better than Jaden Daniels.
Listen.
I'm not that good.
I know you're not, but you're better than him.
You guys can relate to this as golfers.
There's no chance he's a 15.
Don't you hate being the worst golfer in the group, Kate?
Of course.
Don't you hate that? It's always the worst feeling.
If you're the worst one.
Doesn't matter how good you are.
If you're the worst one in the scramble, if no one's using your shots, you feel worthless.
Dude, even if you're just playing with guys at your club and you're the worst one,
right?
You feel like a loser.
Everyone's looking for your ball. You feel like a loser.
Loser. You know what? He felt like a loser. He didn't like it.
He may have.
That's why I didn't like the Topgolf joint. Now I figured it out.
That's why he hates the Commanders.
I didn't understand. Why are they complaining about the Topgolf? Who cares? It's a goof.
Yes.
Now I understand why. Because he got Drake humble. May emasculated him, hit 300-yard bombs. So did JJ. And he's like, I'm the way better athlete than these guys. And they're making me look stupid.
That's the Jay Gruden thing.
Exactly,
I guarantee you, Dan Quinn was fawning all over Drake May's shots. I bet you Drake May and McCarthy were giving lessons to Peters and Quinn.
Well, we know Ron Rivera would have.
Why didn't I figure this out? By the way, also it'd be hard for me to draft a kid 2 overall if he looks like Cake swinging a golf club.
Hey, you know what? I'm probably better than Jaden Daniels, and that's not good. That's not a good thing.
All right, let's take a break. Coming up in the next segment, give you a chance to win some Aerosmith tickets for their Peace Out Farewell Tour, which still is written as Farewall Tour.
Name that
song. You want to do that?
Name that song.
We'll do that next here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.